You are tuned in to Local Motion, KVNF's weekly public affairs show. I'm James Bars. Tonight is all about the upcoming Tiny Desk Contest from NPR. NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts began in March 2008 as an intimate, stripped-back music series created by Bob Boylan and Stephen Thompson. Now, there have been over 1,100 recordings. They began a contest in 2014, inviting unsigned musicians to submit a video of one of their songs for a chance to play a Tiny Desk concert. The contest typically draws more than 6,000 submissions. Tonight, you'll hear interviews with Tiny Desk radio hosts Anna Maria Sayer and Robin Hilton, as well as local musicians Logan Wise, Jason Coover, and Ray Omri, who have submitted to the Tiny Desk contest in the past. You'll also hear samples of their submissions. We'll begin by hearing a portion of an interview with KVNF programming director Brody Wilson and music director Andrea Castillo in conversation with Tiny Desk radio hosts Robin Hilton and Anna Maria Sayer. They discuss the role of music in society, building community in music and radio, and why artists should submit to the Tiny Desk contest.
I wonder if we could just talk a little bit to begin with about the role of new music in kind of today's day and age. I know that when I tune in to Tiny Desk Radio or I watch Tiny Desk performances on YouTube, it's a whole different experience for me. My nervous system kind of slows down a little.
That's a good sign.
And I wonder how you think about what you do, bringing new music to the ears of millions, in its role, like in kind of in society.
You know, my wife gives me a hard time about my work. Sometimes, you know, she'll see me stressing out about a deadline or something that has to get done. And she'll say, you know, it's not like you're saving lives or anything here. And then I'll get a note from someone, a listener who says, you know, I can't tell you what a rough patch I've been going through. I lost my job. I had a loss in the family, all these horrible challenges that they've been dealing with. And then I heard the right song at the right time that completely reconfigured everything for me. And I heard that song because of what you do. You brought it to us. And I get notes like that, and I think about what my wife says, and I think, I don't know, maybe this is changing lives. I think it certainly enriches lives. It certainly brings me a lot of joy, and I think it brings a lot of other people joy too.
You two are such voices across the nation for music and new music and songwriting. I wondered if maybe Anna Maria, you could start. Could you just talk about why you do what you do? And if you could, speak to those people that are like, I don't know, I just don't put music on.
I love people who think that they don't care about music. Because what I love about music is that music is everyone's. Music is literally the most human thing that we have. It's, you have a heartbeat and you listen to your mom's heartbeat when you were a baby, so you do listen to music. I think that people sometimes think that music, it's like a tougher entry point if you don't understand how it works or what it is. But I think that I love music because I'm not allowed to love it any more than anyone else's, because it's just, it's expression, it's human, it's corporal. And so to anyone who thinks that they don't like music, I think that they're wrong. I think that they do in some way or another. And that's what's so beautiful and so connective about it.
I think, you know, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. And it's sometimes our definition of what it means to be a music fan doesn't fit somebody else's. And one thing that I've had to learn over the years of doing this job is that there are all kinds of music fans out there, and a lot of them maybe don't fit my assumptions. I have a really close friend who is just an insane music lover, goes to shows constantly, constantly downloading, listening to music, streams all kinds of albums, always knows what's coming out, so into it. And one day she asked me, so now what's the difference between rhythm and melody? And I just stopped cold. I thought, how could you not know the difference between rhythm and melody? You are such an avid music fan. And that just made me kind of change everything, all of my assumptions of what you have to be a music fan.
I love that, that everybody's experience is as unique as they are, even listening to the same piece, huh?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Love that.
I think one of the coolest things about being in the music industry is the community aspect of it. I feel like it's, although it seems scary when you're entering into it, it's actually one of the most humble communities that I think you could really be a part of, especially in this radio industry. And we are a community radio station, which is a little bit different than your average public radio station. And in that spirit, I feel like we, you know, we share that value of with the Tiny Desk contest. We're here reaching out into the communities. And I just want to know what that feels like as a judge to share that value by taking these local voices and providing them a wider stage and a wider platform, and what that feels like for you.
I think one of the most painful parts of working on the Tiny Desk, it's hard to say that there are some, but it, for me, it's that I want, there's so much art and there's so many people who I would love to platform and to be able to share. Music is so personal. And so to bring on one artist is by no means representative of the huge swath of experiences and heart and things that are out there. And so what I love about what we do at the contest is it really is that opportunity to open up the door to people who, yeah, maybe never would have had a reasonable chance necessarily, not because they're not amazing, but just because we wouldn't have known them. We have the limitation of literally just we can't know every music artist, whatever, out there. And so it feels really wonderful to be able to kind of like open those gates a little bit and experience art that we wouldn't have seen otherwise. And not just in a winner, right? Because we do things like Top Shelf. There are ways to platform the art beyond just the actual one singular winner. And that feels really important to me too, that it does feel like a community building activity of like, hey, I'm sharing this, these few artists that I thought were cool. What do you all think? And that feels like a really key essence of what we do with the Tiny Desk in general.
Well, discovery has always been at the heart of everything that we do at NPR Music, and especially at the Tiny Desk. We do have really big acts who come and play, but we also still have a lot of discovery acts, even outside of the Tiny Desk contest. But because it is so important to us, that's one of the reasons we started the contest, was to try to get unsigned artists, completely unsigned discoveries on this platform, because you can reach such a big audience with it. But yeah, you know, I think what you do is so important, and I think what you do is very similar to what is at the heart of Tiny Desks. You know, we strive for connection and companionship and trusted voices to kind of guide you through all of this. And I think that's something that community radio stations offer maybe better than anyone. I mean, just the way that it brings people together, makes people feel closer. You know, in a lot of places, in a lot of the rural markets, the local community station is it. That is their only connection and their only link. So it's critical. And music definitely plays a huge part of that. I mean, if you've got a great local music scene, I remember I lived in Athens, Georgia for a long time in the 90s. And that was pretty much all I listened to were local bands. And all the shows I went to were only local bands. So it's so hard to find an audience anymore, and or to even find a space where you can reach an audience, as you know, because the algorithms reward popularity, and that's what gets pushed to people on the streaming services. So yeah, what community stations do to sort of give these artists a platform and give people something that they're not getting anywhere else is huge.
What would you say to local budding musicians who are like, I don't know, I hear they get thousands of entries and my songwriting's really not that great. What would you say to the many of those folks that feel that way, who aren't quite sure they want to record something and send it into you?
Oh my goodness. I would say that it might just be that they are the one of those thousands that, because they don't recognize how special they are, it actually might be that they are that special thing. I think that we're not looking for anything, you know, incredibly produced or that belongs on a stadium stage necessarily. We're looking for something that feels real and honest and unique, which actually I think can be found best in corners with in places with people that wouldn't expect to be that thing. So try anyways.
You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF. Tonight's episode is about the Tiny Desk contest from NPR. You just heard Brody Wilson and Andrea Castillo in conversation with Robin Hilton and Ana Maria Serre. You'll now hear local musician Jason Coover in conversation with Andrea Castillo about his submission to the Tiny Desk contest.
I'm sitting here with Jason Coover. And Jason, I want to know, who are you and how did you find yourself in music and find out about the Tiny Desk contest?
So I started playing music seriously back in the 90s. I was in Los Angeles playing in a experimental post-hardcore noise kind of band. Did that for a couple of years and came back from the big city, back to Colorado, where I'm from Fort Collins. And yeah, music's just been a big part of my life ever since then. My musical influences and tastes have definitely evolved since then. Coming to Peonia is great. There's a really good community of musicians here, and there's a bunch of us that get together and sing and practice songs on a pretty regular basis. My first Tiny Desk experience was, I think, about 6 years ago. Yeah, so this will be my sixth time entering the contest.
What inspired you that first time to enter and into entering this year?
The first time, I was listening to NPR pretty often, and I just heard about it. And one night at the last second, right before the deadline, I just decided to throw something together and enter it. It's a little bit cringy, that first one. But
is it?
Yeah, but it was still a good experience. It's the thing I like about the Tiny Desk contest is that it like kind of creates like a broad community of like independent musicians. One of the things I really loved about the punk scene was it was like community based. It wasn't about making money. You know, it was just a bunch of people getting together and playing music because they loved it. And I think that that's a common thing for lots of people. I think that music is a really strong force for community. And I think that we've lost a lot in our culture by commodifying music and making it a product instead of a way to come together in community. So,
absolutely. And I think they're, for me at least, you know, finding these entries coming from Peonia, I do feel a sense of pride in that. And I look to musicians like you and I think I'm inspired. I think it's awesome to throw yourself out there, and it's a very vulnerable thing to kind of throw yourself out there in with the potential to reach a broader audience. And yeah, I just really admire that. So tell me about the song that you chose to perform and why did you choose that song out of your collection?
During the last contest?
Yeah, the last contest from 2025.
The song is called Winter March. That was a song that we wrote right after the election. Mm. And yeah, there was just a lot of like kind of fear and some anger and, you know, being afraid that we're going to be living in a fascist police state one day. And so that's what that song is about. It's just about, you know, the approaching forces of authoritarianism and connecting to the land and connecting to each other as sort of like a hope that, you know, we can endure the thing. And yeah, like that's really what music does for me. It just gives me hope, you know, and connection.
Winter March.
Listening to Winter March, Jason Coover's submission to the 2025 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. Next up, we'll hear local musician Ray Omri in conversation with Andrea Castillo.
My name's Ray Omri, and I am a local musician here in Peonia. I write songs and I play guitar, and yeah, I love being part of this community.
I love that. How did you find yourself in music, and how did you find out about the Tiny Desk Contest?
I found myself in music kind of later in, I guess, relatively later in life. And by that I mean, like, I didn't pick up a guitar until I was, like, 23. But I go to a guitar camp every summer for adults. It's called Puget Sound Guitar Workshop, and it is the best thing ever. I'm on the board now. I'm very committed. And then I just met a bunch of really amazing musicians and songwriters, and got really inspired by kind of the repertoire that a lot of these folks have. It's a lot of people who are in their 60s and 70s and listen to a lot of great, like, kind of older country folk stuff, and so that ended up really influencing how I play now. And then the Tiny Desk concert, I have had musician friends apply before, or I've had musician friends submit before, and I was always like, oh, I could never do that, you know, like, I would never win. And then last year I decided, you know, it doesn't really matter to me if I win, I just kind of want to do this, and hopefully reach some new people. And also just, you know, the great thing about it is if you don't win, at least you put yourself out there and then you have a great live performance video, which is always a great thing to have if you're booking gigs or just, you know, to share with people on the internet. So
could you tell me about the song that you chose for your entry and why you chose it?
Yeah, so last year I picked a song called To Dogs, which I had just written, and the song is about basically how dogs live a shorter lifespan than us, and so to them we never die, as long as, you know, as long as we don't die during their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of these, like, mythical beings that just shepherd them from birth to death and are there for the whole process. And and it's just kind of a sad thing, but a beautiful thing, because to them we'll live forever. And and then also kind of drawing on some myths about you know, how the universe was made, and kind of the big dog in the sky.
I love that.
Thank you.
You're listening to Local Motion on KVNF, and you just heard To Dogs, Ray Omri's submission to the 2025 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. Up next, you'll hear local musician Logan Wise in conversation with Andrea Castillo.
I am Logan Wise, and my partner Annalie and I, we moved here from Louisiana 2 years ago. And I've been doing music since way before moving here, since I was 15, and I'm 27 now. And I've just fallen in love with songwriting and arranging, and since getting my own home recording set up, fallen in love with arranging full bands, situations, and really, like, manifesting, you know, all of that energy and surrounding myself with people who are of the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I feel like finding yourself in Peonia is, I think, what a lot of artists tend to do. Mm-hmm. It's such an infectious community. And yeah, it's a great place for collaboration.
Totally.
So how did you find out about the Tiny Desk Contest? I know you entered last year in 2025.
Mm-hmm. I found out from my friend Hillary, who lives at Hillary... she lives in Hotchkiss, and she was egging me on about it, and then I saw that they had done submissions, so I was like, all right, yeah, it's my time.
Cool.
And I was hyping myself up and getting hyped up, so it was an exciting time, and I'm excited to make another video this year.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So as someone who's somewhat new to this community, and like, what is it like to be an artist here and having this opportunity and support from, you know, people that surround you? Like,
it's amazing. I can tell you, even just like you and I sitting here talking, is a benefit of being in this community. Home in Shreveport, it's a much bigger city, which is very appealing for here, especially being an artist community. And so you see everybody and everybody sees you, and that feels really good.
So is it similar to where you're from?
No.
Different.
Very much different. Yeah, cool. I was trying to think if there's a similarity, but not really.
Yeah. Do you listen to KVNF at all?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear any local artists on KVNF, or have you ever had the experience of, like, hearing, like, John Hickam or you know?
John. I was just thinking of his last name. That is right. John Hickam and David Starr.
Yeah.
I've heard of those guys on KVNF.
And what does that feel like as someone who also creates music in the local scene? Like, what does that mean to you as a local musician to hear that on your community radio station?
It means the world, because, well, number one, it, like, shows me that it's attainable.
Yeah.
Like, that is something that anybody can see for themselves. And to see a local, you know, especially as old as those guys are. No shade. But they're still getting hyped up, and that's awesome. And
yeah.
It makes the young ones feel really good and inspired.
Good. Mm-hmm. I love that. Could you tell me about the song that you chose to submit for your entry?
Yeah. It's called Wonder. And it was about just a little story of about Annalie and I moving here and about our love together. And that was the newest one at that time to me. I had just written that one and was really excited. And so that one felt the obvious. And me and Annalie together went through some songs and we agreed like that was the one
I love that.
That we should submit.
Lady, when he dreamed of you, it wasn't good like this. Never could imagine themselves here, buried in the mountains, settled by the raging river. Cold winter draws near, but the warmth of love created is drawing you. It was built by a fire struck down with a flashing light. And all there was to do was sit and wonder at the sight. By my everything about the sunshine through, it was all to do with destiny. She was interwoven, molding a love to be from vulnerability. Like the dove real deep to the sea, the mud open. Themselves in the mud of the other's life. And all there was to do.
This has been Local Motion, KVNF's weekly public affairs show. Tonight's episode was about the NPR Tiny Desk Contest, which is currently open for submissions until 11:59 p.m. on Monday, February 9th. Thanks to our contributors, Brody Wilson, Andrea Castillo, Ana Maria Sayer, Robin Hilton, Jason Coover, Ray Omri, and Logan Wise, whose song Wonder we are listening to right now. You can find the full episode at kvnf.org under the news tab. I'm James Bars. Thanks for listening.